We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, man. Is this nice, Ron? We're at Shooters Golf in Wexford. I just worked on my sand wedge. I hope I don't leave it here. Look at this place. People are already filing in. What time is it?
It's 10 o'clock.
That's when our show starts. Yeah.
Normally the time we start our show.
Yeah. I mean, we've been blessed with the presence of Dr. Kornfetter. Say hello, Corny.
Hello, everyone.
How's married life treating you?
Oh, married life is bliss. It's wonderful.
If my friends
are listening, I couldn't be happier.
Hasn't been married very long. That might change. I used to know a guy, and you would know him, but I'm not going to mention his name. I'd see him and I'd go, he got married. How's married life? Oh, it's great. I love it. And then like 6 months later, how's married life? He goes, pretty good. Pretty good. And then 6 months after that, it's okay. It's okay.
That's like me watching Super Bowls 1-4 with the Bills. By the last one, I was in my little shady side efficiency apartment with the shades drawn, Ron. For the first one, it was a giant party. Kornfetter.
We are here at Shooters, though. What a great place. Get a great TVs to watch the game today if you're not out there hitting shots like Joe was.
Look at this place. There's our
nice
friend.
Nice bar.
Our
great
friend
bar.
Brock. Yes. Summer has been very kind to us. She's wonderful. The people are great here. You want to come out and play real golf all winter long, like on a day like today. I'm looking at a man teeing up in a heated bay right now. He's got a nice drink with him. He's warm, but he's shooting outdoors to real targets all over the place. You can try for a little hole in one on a chip shot. You can blast a drive however far you can blast it. Try it here at Shooters Golf. They're also celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
What is this guy doing back here? Did you see him back
there? This is the indoor part with their simulator,
Ron.
You can get instruction here. They have their own pro here. Look at this. This man is getting look at that. That tells you how fast you're going, if your swing is straight.
Have you done this at all?
Yes, I have. Ball speed, where your club face is, your launch angle. Look at that stuff on the right, Ron.
It's pretty impressive.
It's incrinculant, some have said.
It is incrinculant.
I mean, I'm beside myself because I love this place. I'm really glad we're here today. And they got a lot of things going on, too, with college basketball. And why don't we begin with that
today, Ron? What a day, huh? What a day.
I mean,
The two first games were the two best games.
Yeah.
West Virginia, I thought that shot.
Did you watch the end of it?
I did. I got to see the last 4 minutes of it. They were down, and they fought back, and I thought they were going to pull it out at the end with that shot. Missed it, and then they lose. And then how about the end of the Virginia-Furman game? Mm. How about the kid making that pass?
Man.
He's got to live with that. That's a tough one to live with, man.
We just talked about that yesterday, that the greatest moments or the most memorable moments
are the foibles.
Some of them, yeah. I mean, Weber lives with that the rest of his life, and he was a great, great basketball player. Freddie Brown with the pass from Georgetown to North Carolina, and now, sadly, this kid who made a great play, by the way,
when Virginia won it. He's a senior, too. Right?
Yeah, he made a great play against Purdue when they won, a great pass, as a matter of fact, when they won the championship.
But how about the horrible decision to throw at halfway?
Yeah.
The interception, the quick pass into three. Boom, boom, boom. You go from losing to winning just like that.
I was watching that on my phone sitting down by the waterfront right where I think there's a Bravo down there. I was going to my kid's softball game in Munhall. I had some time to kill, so I'm watching on my phone. And Kihei Clark is the kid who made the pass. It was a combination of this is an awesome moment, and oh my God, I feel horrible for this kid.
He just panicked.
He had a timeout.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had a timeout.
Oh my.
And he was leaning toward the baseline.
Trapped in the corner.
I get his thinking. I've thought about these things.
I heard Barkley say He should have just thrown it as high in the air.
I think he tried
as,
to.
As he could
he
have.
He tried to, I think.
Because the clock would have really, you
It
know.
Would have gone down, but there was too much time. I used to think about that when I was coaching, fifth and sixth grade even. Like, I would test them the first day of practice to see who could literally do a baseball throw down the court. And if we ever needed to, I didn't trust anybody's ball handling hardly. So if we ever needed to run out clock, can one of you just chuck it in the air down the court and make the other team come all the way down? There's no way at that age that they're going to get up a long shot. So he was leaning out of bounds, and I think that's what he tried to do. But even if he had flung it way high, it was such a dangerous play, and there was still so much time left. Virginia still had a horrible shot to try try to win it.
That is that the true definition of March Madness?
Yes.
That and the West Virginia game was sensational, too.
Yeah,
and
it was.
And then, obviously, Princeton beating Arizona.
Well, that was the upset of the day.
That was huge.
Even more than Virginia.
But still, I think the first two games were the best games of the day.
How about Princeton? Princeton, Arizona, and Princeton running that offense. And Ron, I went 13-3 on my picks. 13-3, but I lost a Final Four team. I rather would have gone 6-7 and kept all my Final Four teams, right?
Did you lose one? No.
I lost Arizona.
Creighton hasn't played yet, neither has Memphis.
You shouldn't feel bad about Memphis. They just beat Houston.
UCLA and Houston are still alive. Great day. It's such a fun time of the tournament. And how about Penn State kicking ass last night?
After Barkley predicted the opposite would happen. You don't think anyone went after him on Twitter,
I heard
you?
He apologized. Said, hey, I was wrong. Hey, we're paid to make an opinion, and sometimes it isn't right. And Penn State, now they get Texas. That's going to be a tough assignment.
I wish I'd picked Penn State to win because Penn State.
They're playing well right now.
Jalen Pickett's one of the best players left in this tournament. I'm convinced of that. That kid, he runs their offense from, like, high post, low post, middle of the lane, wherever he wants to go. It's just a very sort of offbeat, unique way to run things, but he does it. 19 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds. Fulzy, how's your Craigers wow. was my producer for 8
years.
At least
he didn't call you throwback. Nadine.
Yeah, at least not Nadine. Yeah. Fulzy, how's your bracket holding up? Did you pick all the games?
Yeah, well, no, I didn't get them all right. I actually had Missouri upsetting Arizona in the next round, so that actually benefited me that Arizona lost so early, considering how everybody else had them deep into the bracket. So I was okay
Go
with
ahead
that
and rub
result.
It in.
Yeah.
Hold on a second here. I picked Furman to beat Virginia, Ron, because
How about
of that,
that
upset tracker we were looking at yesterday.
Right.
I couldn't name a player on either team before the game, but I picked Furman, and now I'm a genius.
You look pretty smart. Hey, can I give a quick shout out to my alma mater?
Yes.
Northwestern beat Boise State. The second win in school history in the tournament. This is only the second time they've ever been there, and they made it, and they got a win against Boise. Now they got UCLA. That's going to be hard. But, hey, they got a win.
They're good.
They made the tournament, and they got a win. Good for them. Has anybody heard from Crowley today?
No. In fact, he wasn't even on the morning show.
Did you see Crowley this morning?
Did something happen to him?
He wasn't working the morning show. I think he's on tonight.
He was despondent yesterday, and I know he's going to blame me because I left the casino. West Virginia was up like 8, and I go to him. Crowley, it's in the bag. This is over. They got to win. Don't you say that to me.
Oh, he is going to blame you.
He's going to blame. Don't you say that to me.
He has a show tonight. You know who his first caller is going to be? Morgan from Morgantown wanting to talk West Virginia. You like that, Corn Fetter?
He's going to get that. Did you hear Huggins was asked about his future? Did you hear what he said? What did
he say?
You know, he said, I've been focused the last month and a half on getting these guys here. One of his players had never been to a game, played in one. He said, I wanted that so bad. And then he said something to the writer. He goes, you probably have a lot of people who – think you're a great writer and other people who say, damn, I'm not going to read his stuff. And he said, I got a lot of people that probably want me to keep going for a long time. And he says, I got a lot of other people who probably wish I'd get the heck out and let some young guy come in and screw it up. That's what he said. Screw it up.
I love that.
So I don't know. He didn't answer one way or the other. I'm thinking he will be back now.
And I get the impression, Ron, and somebody like Crowley could probably speak better to this knowing the fan base. I think his situation is different from probably almost every other in
college basketball.
He
could be governor down
yeah.
there, Joe.
Yeah.
He is like a god in
West
Virginia.
It's hard for me to believe that there's a lot of people saying get rid of Huggins in West Virginia.
This isn't a Boeheim situation, I don't think.
I hope he comes back because he makes the game better. He makes it a lot of fun.
That was a tough one. They got a couple calls go against them at
the
end.
Yeah, I saw Crowley did tweet out, they got hosed.
I didn't like that at all. They really did. I forget the play even now, but it was crap.
Well, the one that they looked the replay on did the ball touch his guy?
Oh, that one.
It took like 15 yeah. minutes to do it. Now they got it right back and they turned it over.
Precious seconds,
but it was,
Ron. Precious seconds
they could have used at the end of the game. You're right.
Folsey, I rudely interrupted you about a minute and a half ago. You were in the middle of making a comment. Please proceed.
I don't remember quite
what
it was. I think I know what it was. Penn State, man, first of all, they were so fun to watch last night. I think that was the most fun I had watching a game yesterday.
How about that kid? How about Pickett?
Pickett and Funk draining threes. What was he, 7 of 8 from 3 at one point?
He hasn't been in a shooting funk, has he?
No, he has not.
27 points,
hey, you like that
threes.
Horse?
You like
horse?
That
you
horse?
Like that horse?
Of course.
They're fun to watch. I'm telling you, they're going to be trouble for Texas when you have a guy, first of all, a great player, and then you have a shooter. And the other kid in the Big Ten tournament was knocking down threes, too. They're going to be trouble for Texas. But I rudely interrupted you
again. Is this coach, he's got to be like the hottest flavor of the month
yes,
right now,
he
right?
Is. Yeah,
and he knows. People were all over him.
Yeah.
What's his name, Shrewsbury?
Yeah, I like him. Go ahead, Folsey.
My only point to that was it makes me very, very nervous because I have Texas winning it all. And now I'm not sure if they're going to escape that game against Penn State based on how they looked last night.
You should be nervous, I'll tell you that. Doesn't mean you'll be wrong, but you should be nervous. Both of you guess on this. Shoot, Cornfetter, if you want to jump in, you can have a guess too. ESPN's brackets started off yesterday with 20 million people filling them out. If any of you, any of the three of you, can come within 500 today, I'll give you a Diet Coke right here at Shooters.
Come within 500 or what?
Guessing how many are left out of 20 million brackets filled out. How many are still intact at ESPN out of 20 million? Ron, you go first.
0.12.
I mean, an actual number, like
out
of 20 million.
I'm thinking like 0.12%.
If you want to go, well, yeah, let's go actual number. Let's go actual number.
122.
Cornfetter?
121,999.
Wow.
I undercut him by one.
Folsey?
212.
Folsey wins. 658 brackets are left intact out of 20 million.
So all people pick Furman. All people pick Princeton that are left.
Here's the number, Ron. Of all those 20 million brackets, 2.6% of them picked both Furman and Princeton. 2.6%.
Well, they'd have to pick them, all of them. It'd be 100% of them picked it.
Well, you got to get all the rest of the games
right.
Right,
I understand that, but if you're one of the survivors, you pick both games.
I'm just saying, of 20 million brackets, 2.6% of them picked both Furman and Princeton.
Right, right, right. But they also had to pick. Never mind. We're thinking different ways here. If you have a perfect bracket, that you said 600 people. Then all 600 had to pick both.
Of those, yeah. I'm talking of the 20 million that were filled out in the first place.
Oh, I gotcha. Whether, and then they might have missed something else.
Could have, yeah.
Okay.
Only 2.6%. How about that, Folsey, huh? You didn't have, I don't think we focused enough on the fact that I picked Furman, Ron.
That is a big one. That's a good one.
That's huge.
I mean, that is a miracle.
But you lost a Final Four team.
Yeah, I did.
Arizona.
Of course he brings that up. How do you guys feel, though, for a guy like Chris Webber, as I mentioned, was a great player at Michigan and a great player in the NBA. Should have been to the finals if it weren't for literal referee cheating and meddling in a series Sacramento against the Lakers that has been since acknowledged. But all people ever think about is the timeout. I just can't get over that. And Kihei Clark, here's a kid who helped them win a national title, and he's going to have to live with that. Part of it just makes me sick. The kid who hit the shot, J.P. Pegues.
J.P. Roofing.
He'll be.
Does he have a mustache?
I don't know if he does. He'll be on, what's it called, One Shining Moment. He'll be on that now.
Oh,
he's added to that.
For sure.
He's added to that as one of the five, certainly one of the most 10 most memorable shots in the history of the tournament.
Just happened so quick.
Yeah.
So quick. Yeah, I mean, the poor kid that threw the pass, I mean, that's, that, you know. Did you see now West, just Virginia has gone out in the first round, four of the last five.
They haven't won a game since their national title.
And they won the national title.
Yeah.
And I think Pat Forty, who I have great respect for as a college basketball writer, called the national title team a fluke. I don't know how you win a title being a fluke. That's rough.
Because you could say yesterday was a fluke.
But they've got lost first game in four of the last 5 years, and then the other year they won the title.
Yep. And that was their last
win. And I love
win.
Tony Bennett. I think he's a great coach.
Well, yeah. You can do worse than getting there every single year, and they have great seasons. But, yeah, that's tough, man.
Tough loss for the ACC.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about how bad they were. That's their best team. At least, you know, seeding-wise, Duke, I think, is playing the best. Now, did Duke get somebody hurt?
I thought I saw
a story said injuries worry Duke.
The Mountain West came through with two wins, Folsy. I know you're rooting hard for them, aren't you?
Yeah, I was rooting hard against them, actually, in the College of Charleston. I was really hoping for that. That was the one upset that I picked, and they came up just short.
San Diego State advanced.
But
Boise
Utah State
lost.
Got blown out.
Utah State got blown out, but there was one other that advanced that I can't think of, and frankly don't care. I watched Houston last night. They were very good. I like Houston. Yeah, they weren't that good, but they survived.
Did they get somebody hurt, too?
Yes, they did.
I thought so.
Kid pulled a hamstring. Looked like it. Alabama scored 98. The Miller kid didn't even score, and
not
he's
a
hurt.
Point. A
he's
point.
Hurt. He didn't play that much.
Not a point.
So here we are. Day two, and the top item on the menu is your Pitt Panthers.
You don't want to be sitting here, do you?
What do you mean?
You really don't.
I want to be playing.
You want to be out there hitting them. I know. I can see you.
Can you
guys walk by with their clubs, and
yeah.
I see that look of envy in your eye.
10 o'clock on a Friday morning, and people are rolling into Shooters. We couldn't be happier to be sitting here all decked out for St. Patrick's Day. Summer, our friend Summer gave me some nice green beads to wear, Ron, a Guinness necklace.
Look at that? You're fully Irish.
Man, so Pitt, Iowa State today. What's
going to
happen?
Looking forward to that.
What's going to happen in this game?
3-10 tip, right? 3-10.
Yeah. Part of me feels like it's a lot to ask when you're as shorthanded as they are. I mean, they basically played six guys the other night.
Yeah, but we don't know if Fede Federico is going to play, right?
We don't.
He might.
But
might be
still
able to give him a few minutes anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that would still only make seven, basically, that they went. Guillermo played 37 minutes. Nobody expected him to play at all this year.
Yeah, but I bet he lost 20 of his 110 pounds.
If he lost weight the other night, he'll be invisible taking the court tonight.
I read somebody described him as thin as a fishing wire. Who would have described him as that? Thin as a fishing wire.
No, as thin as a kite string.
As a kite string. That was your Starkey.
He could hide behind a kite string.
That was your Starkeyism.
He played well, though, I thought. I mean, obviously, you're going to struggle against one of the better players from that
conference.
What
a gutsy block at the end
of
the game.
And he had 5-6 rebounds. He had another block in the game. It feels like a lot to ask, but as we've mentioned here, they're different from other Pitt teams in that they can, on any given night, shoot it.
If they're hot,
they can
Joe,
shoot
they can
the
win.
Lights out.
I picked them to win. I picked them to win this game and Xavier on Sunday.
Wow.
And then I have them losing in the next round. But to see that, I could see them winning today. I really could.
Like the other side of going against a team that pounds the boards and is really good defensively and wants to slow it down and muck it up, that can be a major challenge, right? But the other side of that coin is they probably want to play a close, low-scoring game. Everybody wants to blow somebody out, but you know what I mean.
Right.
That's their kind of game, but in that kind of game, it's going to come down to possessions late and who can create shots, who can hit a 28-foot three-pointer like Hinson did the other day.
Would you take Burton to make a big shot at the end of the game?
I think Pitt has four guys, five maybe. Sabandi could hit a shot. Elliott could hit a shot. It's different from older Pitt teams in that way. Not saying better, but different, and maybe better for late-game tournament situations. When a kid like Burton can just make his own shot.
He's got nerve. He really does. So, he's not afraid to take it. You know what? I'd love to know the true story, what happened to Henson. He was at Iowa State for 2 years, never played. He was hurt.
Didn't want to talk about it yesterday.
There's something there. There's a story.
I kind of like that storyline.
There's a story there, and he wouldn't talk about it. He was there 2 years, and he never played in a game.
I'm very intrigued by that storyline.
They think he'd love to hit a big shot against
them?
Man,
I bet. He said, someone said, you stay in touch with any of those kids? He said, no. I'm picking Pitt as well. Corn Fetter, you all over Pitt today? Who do you got?
Oh, I'm all over Pitt today. I think we're going to just lights out shoot.
It's a we from Corn Fetter, Ron. We're going to shoot lights out. You like that? Folsy, is Pitt a we for you?
Not quite a we. No, I didn't go to Pitt, so I can't say we.
Where did you go? Oh, Waynesburg. I forgot. Do you know when I went to Waynesburg, Ron, and went to teach there?
You still do, don't you?
No. I haven't taught there in a couple semesters.
Oh, I thought so.
I may go back.
They fired you. They got rid of you. They got rid of you. Figured no one wants to pay to have him teach my kid.
It was the old mutual decision. No, I may go back. But the bottom line here, the moral to this story is, first time I walk up the stairs to meet Professor Richard Krause.
You saw Folsy?
They have a giant mural in the media building hallway.
Right.
Of people on the set for a Waynesburg newscast, and who is there but our little Matt Leinart, John Mayer lookalike,
our young Folsy.
Yes, with his hands folded, I might add, in perfect newscaster form. One of the handsomest men you'll ever see, Ron. Folsy, you know the photo I speak of, yes?
Yes, I do. I'm surprised they still have that up there. I thought they would have gotten rid of that the minute I graduated.
You're one of their proudest stories.
You are. You are one of their proud pupils.
Did I send you a photo of that, by the way? I think I might have.
Did Lanny Fratteri teach you, Maddie?
Yes, he did.
How about that? Yep. The voice of the Buckos.
Are you proud of that, Folsy, that you have that photo up? It's not a photo. It's a mural. It's a giant framed. It's the centerpiece of the Waynesburg Media Building.
I'm not sure. I can't quite remember how that all came about, but I didn't think that it was going to be, like, plastered on the walls, basically. Like, I thought it was just, like, for social media or something, like some kind of promotional content. And then all of a sudden, it just shows up on a wall. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I couldn't believe it. And I would imagine there's some bitterness within you because for a while, because of that and many other reasons, you were the most famous Waynesburg alum at The Fan. And then along came Donnie Football. Are there some feelings of resentment there?
Yeah, he's clearly overshot me. His fame is more than tripled mine. So,
Ron, would you agree with that? That Folsy's been overshadowed by Donnie Football?
We got to do a better job promoting our boy.
I think we do. We might have to hang up a photo of you at The Fan, Folsy.
Yeah, can I get on a wall here, you think?
Yeah, maybe we'll bring the same one.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.